This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Suddenly in your face, it's Airbags with Gillian and Nick on Joy 94.9.
It is indeed. It's 2 minutes past four. Welcome to Joy 94.9. You're with Nick and Gillian and we are the Airbags.
We are. And I can't hear myself, so I'll just turn myself up here. There we are. Hello, Nick.
How are you going, Jill?
Well, last night I sort of was working hard. I wrote us a little theme song.
Oh, I'm so pleased I've missed one.
But the thing is, it was to the tune of the Teddy Bears Picnic, so I was looking for a backing track on iTunes.
Right.
And then the one that I wanted I couldn't find. So I'm going to sing it to you.
Okay.
Unaccompanied.
Uh-huh. Acapellican.
Yeah, and then maybe next week I'll come up with a new one. But something that we can have a backing track to, okay? So it goes like this.
Do you want me to whistle the Teddy Bears Picnic or something?
Let's see how we go, shall we?
You want me to leave it alone? No, it's best if I leave it.
Are you sure?
You'll only throw me off.
All right, well, no, I think you can only improve it. So it goes something like this.
Okay, go.
If you turn over to Joy today, you're in for a big surprise. If you turn over to Joy today, you may end up with the prize. Because every queer that ever there was is tuning in for certain, because today's a day for Airbags with Gillian and Nick.
I love it.
Thank you.
Joy. Hi, this is Nick Wilmot and you're listening to the Airbags.
You are, and we are fully inflated at this time on a Monday afternoon. Johnny Lemon has joined us.
Ah, hello, Johnny. I've been having a chat with him about Nurse Jackie.
Ah, yes. It's been all over the Facebook, hasn't it?
He certainly has.
Is there a new series? Is this why?
No, he's catching up from what I understand. From without any spoilers, Johnny.
Yes. No
Johnny
spoilers.
Yes, he's a bit behind, but never mind. He loves Eve best, as do I.
Eve is the sexy English woman, isn't she?
Eve
the doctor. She's naughty, isn't she?
No, well, she's not that
naughty.
No, Jax is naughty.
Well, yes, she kills people, doesn't she?
No. What show are you watching?
Yeah, but if... Well, she killed one person.
Tell me a nurse that hasn't.
Euthanasically.
Let's not get into that.
No, let's...
Moving on.
No names were mentioned yet. No real people
Gillian, I've got something to ask you, darling.
Yes?
I'm in a dilemma.
Oh, I love it at 8 minutes past four.
Don't love my dilemmas.
No, I love a dilemma.
I am in a dilemma. I, bizarrely, have a wedding to go to.
Ooh.
A heterosexual one.
Yes.
Not a you know, one of our types, because we're not allowed.
No, we're not.
So, you know, just to keep it all nice and tidy. I have a heterosexual wedding to go to where the dress is formal.
Right.
What does a sort of, you know, androgynous lesbian wear for formal wear? I'm not wearing a frock.
Well, I guess you wear a suit then, don't you?
Yeah, but I want to do something a bit... I don't want to look like the weird lesbian, the weird fat lesbian, at the wedding.
Right, so we're looking at some sort of slackage, aren't we?
Oh, do you know what? It's probably going to be... Actually, I was talking to a colleague today at work and it's going to be, I imagine, quite a lot of food. And I was actually thinking about the elastic waist. Just to fit it all in.
So brilliant. So slacks.
I'm not wearing slacks.
No, we call them a pant. A lovely pant.
A slack is different from a pant.
It is. But I don't know that you can have an elasticated waist to a pant, you see. Slacks masquerading as pants.
Perhaps gabardine or something.
And what sort of shirt? Something a bit flowing?
Well,
something that tucks in or...
Well, no, I'm not having a tuck in. No. God, I don't need to keep my kidneys warm or anything.
No,
God,
and that's
like
true. Then we'd be able to see your elastic.
Yeah,
around your
pants. No, I can't have my elastic show.
No.
No, people might get drunk and whip them off me and start playing elastics on the dance floor.
One of those frocky type... it's sort of a frock, but over pants is what you're going to wear.
I've got something along those lines in mind, actually, but not a frock. You're getting the wrong idea. Like it's a sort of very see-through, sheery
blues
type.
Blues on shirty thing.
Well, it's not a shirty thing. It's kind of like a...
Has it got sleeves?
No.
It's sleeveless?
But I'm not. I've got to wear something under it.
With sleeves?
Well, probably, because I don't like my arms.
Right. Okay. So you'll have to find something that you would wear underneath that.
I don't have to wear that. That's an option.
Right.
Do you think our listeners might have any suggestions?
Can you please?
Joy.
Brent the podcaster is already, he's ahead of himself. He's sick. Oh, Brent.
Brent.
He had to go home from work early, so he couldn't bake for us.
Oh,
boo.
Any old excuse.
So he popped to a little Asian cake shop to get us some sweet things.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
It's so sweet and lovely.
Pulled himself off his sick bed to do so.
Oh, well, they're probably covered in germs now.
Yes, I don't want any nurse. Nurse James is telling us to be careful. We might be getting ourselves into all sorts of deep trouble talking about...
getting ourselves sued, I think. Speaking of the nurses.
Kill people. We're talking about Nurse Jackie.
Don't say that.
Nurse Jackie.
But you make it sound like they're straight out of Psycho, like whip into the staff kitchen and come out with a kitchen knife.
No, don't put words into my mouth.
No, when you say they kill people, that's totally different from just, you know, giving a little extra morphine to somebody.
Allegedly. You see, we're not talking about
I'm digging myself into a hole.
I think you are with that bread knife.
Thank you. I'm cutting it out and stepping into it in my formal wear.
Oh, yes. Back to the real business of the day. Nick, you got to go to a straight wedding.
Straight wedding.
You need some formal wear.
I do, but I don't want to wear a frock. I'm not wearing a frock.
No.
It's been a long time since the christening, Jill, and I'm not going back. Not going back. It's been a long time.
And you don't want to sort of wear, you know, go to the big lesbian butch. You like to go
I don't want, no.
Bit of style.
I want style. Now, I found a website where, you know, I did a bit of a search on the Google, on the World Wide Interweb, for lesbian formal wear. And in America, there are shops that specifically tailor for the lady who like a men-looking, man-looking suit.
Really? Yeah. But it's more feminine or,
well,
you know.
Well, it's tailored. No, it's not even feminine. It's just tailored for
tits.
Tailored for tits.
Yeah, good. That's
actually,
what we want.
That we should start something in Australia.
Tell it
shut up. Get off.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone. So there's some lovely photos here of some very lovely looking women looking fabulous in suits and whatnot.
Yes.
With no breasts.
Yeah. So
see, the suit looks good on a woman without a breast.
I see. So,
and I'm a larger breasted lady.
Okay. Well, what are your options for the larger breastedness?
Not much.
There's a cardi that I saw there.
I'm not having a cardi. I'm not wearing a cardi to a formal wedding.
And a shirt, I believe, tucked into elasticated pants.
I am not getting a gabardine suit. I'm not doing it. Please text us in 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au if you're on the email. And please, if you've got any suggestions, even if you've got something I can borrow.
Oh, good idea. What about a little vest?
I could hire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. You could go as, I don't know, a bunny or something.
Funky bunny.
Yeah. Joy. Speaking of spreading out, what does the buxom lesbian wear to a formal occasion?
I don't know about buxom. Oh. All right. Buxom,
how are we describing
fine,
you then,
yeah,
darling?
No, buxom's
buxom's good.
No,
you're buxom, aren't you?
I don't know. Am I buxom, really?
Busty?
Anyway.
Well, you keep saying that basically, you know, it's great, the suit thing, but it's really for people with no tits.
Well, it is. It's more for the sort of the tomboyish look.
Yes. So, but when you want to put on the waistcoat, there's no room
breasticles. No, my breasticles are... And like I was just saying to you off air, you either kind of put them out there and go, look, I've got them.
Yes. Hello, boys, or hello, girls,
in your case. Which is fine. Like, yeah. I'm okay with that.
I've seen you do it.
You've seen me do it. Yeah. I know. You've seen me do it. Having a good old geese, weren't you?
Oh.
Yes, I'm up here. Hello.
Yes.
Nice to see me both.
And so why don't you go with that then?
Well, I could, but...
Wear a waistcoat without a shirt underneath.
Oh, go easy.
Go easy.
Simmer down. As if. As if I'm going to do that.
Oh, well, you know, Philippa, thankfully, is trying to help. She says, Carol and I, and Carol is her partner, and I attended a straight one a few weeks ago, straight wedding.
Yep.
I frock up and Carol dons the dress, pant and jacket, as she does not do frocks either, Nick.
Great, Carol.
But she's happy for you to come over for a fitting.
Right. Maybe I need to take these up.
I think I do.
I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
I've got a pant. I'll be honest. I've got a black pant.
All right. But it's the top bit that you're worried about
Well, you know, when I sit, I tend to sit with my legs under the table.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about them.
Depends on how many I've had, but you know.
All of you might be under the table by dinner time.
Yes, hopefully I'm not upside down with my legs atop the table and my head under having a bit of a squeeze.
Oh, I hope you put it on Facebook if that does happen.
Or somebody else does.
Yes.
We're having a few people text through, which is great.
It is.
And I think we should perhaps offer up a prize.
Oh, let's do that. A little bit of incentive for helping.
Okay, good. Yep.
How about this?
Okay.
A double pass to the circus showcase.
What are you saying? That I'm going to go dressed as a clown?
No, Tony, but actually, think they got sort of smocky things, trousers. Well, you're totally safe then, aren't you? Anyway, so it's NICA, you know, the National
Institute of Circus Arts, which I work in the same building as, yes.
Terrific. Well, the show, well, you could just nip Nick next door.
Nip over.
Yes.
Did you say Nick over?
I did, yes. The show features the 23 final year students about to graduate from Australia's Bachelor of Circus Arts. And it's a great opportunity for audiences to take an exclusive peek at the country's finest up-and-coming circus stars.
They're very talented. I've been to their interview shows before and they're quite good.
Well, there we go. So you can win that if you come up with a wonderful suggestion.
Yep.
For Nick. And there is one.
Okay, good. Tell me.
Joe says, buy one of those short dress things that you can also wear pants under.
Yeah, Joe, that's kind of what I've got in mind.
Right.
It's kind of what I'm going with. But it's got no... Mm. And I've got the fedubitas. And
you've got the fedubitas.
I don't want the fedubitas out.
Something that doesn't show your fedubitas.
Well, you know, I'm in the process of getting rid of them.
But you've only got a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick sticks.
Yeah.
Can't afford the suck surgery.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so keep those coming, please. 0427 Joy 949.
Johnny Lemon had a suggestion.
Oh, yes. He said you should go as Carmen Sandiego.
No, that looks like female Inspector Gadget.
Well, what's wrong with that? In a sort of red Mac.
No, that's not formal.
With, perhaps it isn't.
No, that's superhero.
Because that's a polo
and
underneath,
green
polo neck.
No, looks like Christmas.
Well, thanks for your suggestion, but that's a big no, Johnny.
Sorry, Johnny. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not in the running for the Nike tickets if you would.
Yeah, just
so
try a bit harder.
Feel.
Now, last night was grand final. I think, because, you know, they have so many grand finals in these shows. You think it's the grand final, but it's not the grand final. It's the grand final before the grand final.
What shows?
Of Australia's Got Talent.
Oh, is it?
And the people that won...
Mm.
I thought they were excellent.
Did
Uncle
you?
Jed.
Did you think they were excellent?
Well, it's just they were all gorgeous,
aren't
especially
they ironic
her.
Hipsters and things?
Yeah, but she is absolutely beautiful. And look at the cousin, the boy.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
She's not my cup of tea.
Well, darling, get your hands off because I saw her first.
Oh, that's all yours. All yours.
Oh, charming. Not your cup of tea.
No.
It's because she's got short hair. And
probably.
I must say, that bustier is not doing her any
favours. No favour. I'm not wearing that to the wedding.
No?
Nope. She's a busty lady.
She looks like... Yes, that wasn't her best. She didn't wear that last night. She looked rather lovely. Mm. Anyway, please help Nick.
Please help
up.
Me. Hey, Jill, I'm going to play a song.
Yeah.
Do you remember a little show called My Life is a Dyke?
What, you wrote?
That one I wrote.
Yeah.
Actually, that 3-4 I wrote. There.
Yeah, I've saw them all, darling. What are you looking probably more. At? Ooh.
Do you remember this song?
How could I forget?
Bit of Madge.
Are you going to do the actions for me?
I am. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, ready?
Joy.
Jill, I have become like Muriel.
You're looking through albums and albums of wedding photos.
I am. Lesbian wedding photos.
Yeah.
And I'm now like having a bit of a fantasy about getting married in Mexico with Lynn and Denise.
Yes, but in that... In that
outfits.
Photo, darling, you are wearing a little strapless number.
I know. I like that. I'm attracted to the ones where both the girls are in the frocks.
Yes, but darling, are you one of those
no,
two?
No, I'm not one. But look, I'd like to be. I'd like to be amongst them.
I see. You want to get in amongst them.
Yeah, look at those two.
Darling, you're getting completely distracted from what we're doing. Listeners, if you've just joined us, what we're doing is trying to sort out, Nick, some lesbian formal wear that doesn't show off her fedubitas, doesn't flatten her breasts, doesn't make... I'm not sure... Well, am I going off wrong here? You're giving me a bit of stink eye, no? Sorry.
No, that's all right. No, it's not that I don't want the breasts flattened. It's just, you know, I'm not gonna strap them down or anything.
No, okay.
But I don't necessarily want to highlight them. Mm. Oh, you know what? I don't want a men's shirt where, you know, it's all
you want your
everywhere.
Cake and eat it, or you don't want your cake. We've only got 2 weeks not to eat your cake. I mean, I'm not quite sure what
you
want.
You know when you buy a shirt and you get the, it fits everywhere, except you get the pulley
buttons between the buttons.
That's the one. The pulley between the breasts. And that's annoying.
It is
annoying.
The
larger-breasted ladies will know what I'm talking about.
But then don't you just get yourself a bigger shirt?
No, because then it doesn't fit everywhere else. Then you look like George Michael doing Wake
Me Up.
Yes.
Tailored, you need to.
Tailored, yes.
Yeah. Well, take your shirt along to a tailor and get it fitted and stop rubbing your tits, honestly.
No, I'm going back to the wedding photography. There's a look, she looks nice in the white pants. I don't think I can wear white pants, though. Anywho, please text in 0427JOIN949.
Please, we've got to solve this out because this is driving me insane. I can't help you, but I'm the same. I feel exactly the same. I won't go to the races for the same reason. I don't want to wear a frock, but I don't necessarily want to go in a suit.
Yeah, but you've got the opposite problem to me.
Why is
you've
that? What's
that?
You've
got no boobilicious. You're all tall and stretched out, and I'm
yes.
like the squat version.
Not quite.
It's a bit like someone squinched me between a vice and stretched you out.
I do feel a bit stretched. Sometimes I see myself in a full-length mirror and jump.
Yeah.
What's that?
Didn't know I was that tall.
I know. It is quite a shock.
You frighten me often.
Do I? Yeah. You frighten me, but that's the look in your eyes. That's got
the
nothing to do with. Yeah, that's scary.
So, people, we're giving away a double pass to go and see the NICA end of year concert. That's the National Institute of Circus Arts down in Paran.
And you said they're very talented, aren't you?
They are talented.
I can't remember which night.
Apart from the 21st of November?
28th. Close.
Close enough.
But can you hurry up with this? Because seriously, Nick, we've got to get off this. We've got to get you sorted. You can relax. I can relax.
I'm going back to looking at wedding photography.
Off you go.
Joy.
I'm the soft welcoming. You're the occasion explosive one. Don't you think?
Make it sound like I've got wind.
Well, 17 minutes to five. We've been crapping on about getting you something to wear for this wedding you got
I've become addicted to looking at lesbian wedding photos.
Well, are you looking at the same place? Somebody has given you some... some feedback. Check out Dapper Q online for wedding shirts.
I did check them out when I did my Google search for lesbian formal wear, and they have some fantastic things. But again, as discussed, they're for in America. It's going to take too long.
All right, more than 2 weeks to get here. Yes,
exactly. They are sort of tailoring more towards the
smaller breasted women.
Correct. Thank
you. You don't have to touch your breasts every time you talk about
but
them.
But I do. It's why
not legal. It's not a legal requirement.
They're unlawful, aren't they?
But every time they are, you see, they're dangerous. But I think they must have shirts for the larger breasted lady.
They do, but then you look like the larger breasted lady. Anyway,
hang on a minute.
No, okay.
You don't want to look like a larger breasted lady.
No, I don't mind. As soon as that came out,
I think you should strap them down then.
Okay, well, I'm coming around to your place with a bloody big bandage.
Yeah,
first thing
and
in the morning.
I'll
turn around. You've done that for me before.
Strap, not strap breast down. It's like trying to get jellies into. Because if you press them down somewhere, they pop up somewhere else around your back, don't they?
It's like trying to get the Turkish Delight jelly back into the chocolate, isn't it, once it's out?
Once it's out, it's not happening. So there's Nick turning around. I've got the bandage. I'm trying to hook it on, but it's coming out under the arm. And then I've got it back under the arm and it's coming out round the front. Suddenly she's got three breasts instead of two. It's a lot of fun, though, I must say. Let's do that on your wedding day.
Fun for you.
Any more suggestions? It's not just for fun. It's for a double pass to see NICA.
Yeah, was there not some more? Was there not another suggestion? I thought there was.
Oh, well, somebody just, because we played Vogue.
That was Lara who suggested that.
Thanks Lara. Vogue by Madonna. And Betty says it reminds her of when you used to perform it as part of My Life as a Dyke.
Yes, I was in the background because I can't sing. Rachel sang. But thanks, Betty.
You did the actions, though.
I did the dancing and I did the rap, you know, the Greta Garbo Maramara.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah,
it was rather marvellous. Just for the song Anna Pavlova.
I remember one of the lyrics. Oh, my God. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a testament to your writing, darling.
It's a testament to your memory.
Joy. Somebody else is feeling a little like I am now, the lovely Nick. Brendan, wants you to move on. 45 minutes, we're still banging on about what to wear to a wedding. Don't go, solved. If you could move it on, please. Brendan, you're in a hurry, aren't you?
What's Brendan so hasty about?
I don't know, but, you know, he's like more to life than weddings.
Well, I agree, although I am quite addicted.
I agree, don't go. Anstia says, how about an underbust corset with a shirt under it?
Oh, yes. Hello, Anstia.
I think we might have gone into the Kath Jamison magician realm here. No. Okay, well, thank you so much for your suggestions. I'm just popping to Facebook here. I think we may have another one on there. No, just people liking the fact that you're looking this. Mm. Oh, somebody says, if only Dimmies were still open.
There I could get my elasticised waists.
You could.
Couldn't I?
Right, darling, I think we've done it to death. But you know what we found out? That really isn't. There's no hope.
There's no hope, is
there? No. Not for lesbian formal wear.
Mm. Joy.
Our listeners may have noticed that we're missing dear Callum.
Oh, he's working.
I know.
He's got a job. I can't believe it. What a betrayal, Callum. Earning money instead of being here. I mean, really.
Harsh. But anyway, that means we've got no animal segment.
No animal segment.
And I'm upset because it was cute week. We're not having fish that drill holes in other fish.
No, the cookie cutter. Yeah. Shark.
Yeah, that's the one. But that's okay. That means next week maybe we can have...
something cute.
Something cute.
That's something to look forward to.
It is. However, we are going to do our song playoff.
Oh, yes.
At 5:15. And we've been inspired because Friday evening... thank you to Room 8, we went along with a few of the lovely Joysters to see the sounds of James Bond.
Yeah, the songs of James Bond, Bond, if you will. Mm. And they had a 14, 15-piece band.
And they had 3-4 singers.
Yes.
One of them was male. Sorry.
Yeah, he was quite nice. Oh, the boys were cooing over
him. The boys loved him, didn't they?
Ben Mingay. Yes, they liked the look of him. He was in a tux, wasn't he?
Yep.
Very good. Very enjoyable. I was singing along. So, in the spirit of that...
Mm. We're doing songs from movies, not just James Bond ones.
No, songs you associate with movies.
Songs you associate with
movies.
Yes. Have you got one?
Yeah, I think I know which one I'm going to go for now.
I think I know which one I'm going to go
for. Well, I know
too.
You know. You've just said what you were going to go for. Are you going to go for that one?
I don't know yet.
Oh, don't waver around with me. I've chosen mine based on what you've chosen yours as.
Well,
joy.
Yes, it is. And that's very exciting,
yes,
Nick.
But not as exciting as the fact that we have a winner.
Hurrah! Well, Philippa, thank you so much for offering to give Nick a 15 because hopefully that will solve a problem.
Can you not do those actions when you're talking about people giving me a fitting?
What did I do? No, I didn't. Anyway, people out there will never know, and it's best that you don't. We like to protect you. Now, and that will obviously solve your problem, and Brendan will be happy because you'll go to this wedding, you'll know what to wear. It's all right for you, Brendan. I know it seems you've been crapping on about what do lesbians wear to these formal occasions, because it's easy for the guys.
I know, they just get to frock up and look fabulous in their suits.
Oh, so easy. All you've got to do is change your tie. No wonder you're sitting there going, oh, move on, because it's so easy. Anyway, just feel our pain, would you?
Thank you, Jill, for your support.
You're welcome.
You're more supportive than my double D bra.
I wouldn't be as supportive as that that corset that could go over your shirt.
I quite like that one.
I quite like that one. Anyway, we're moving on because now we've got something else to give away.
What have we got?
Double pass to Castaway.
What's Castaway? Is that like Wilson?
Oh.
Wilson!
Oh, he lost his ball.
And I felt his pain.
I did too. Weird.
Wilson. Mm.
Anyway, this is not that.
Right, okay.
No, this is Castaway with Brendan McLean at Acme, and it's this Thursday, and it's one night only with critically acclaimed musician and out-and-proud Sydney artist Brendan McLean, who will give audiences an insight into his top 5 films and how they have shaped him. Mm. This coincides with Acme's The Music Video Exhibition.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be good. It's apparently really good.
I want to go and see that.
Yes. What are we going to do for this to give away?
Well, I think the obvious thing, and sometimes it's all right to go for the obvious thing. Tell us what your favourite music video is.
Love it. What's yours?
I don't have a favourite, but I must say at the moment, and I'm a little bit ashamed of this, my eyes get drawn to the Miley Cyrus Don't Stop video when I'm in the gym.
Not the wrecking ball.
No, I find myself ogling, and of course then I feel guilty. I think, don't want people to see that I'm actually stopping my sit-ups to have a look at Miley.
Well, surely you have to sit up to see it.
That's true, but then I should lie down again, but I don't.
hold.
I know, my abs are killer at the moment, I must say.
Abs of steel, thanks, Miley.
So, listeners, please, would you like to go to this thing on Thursday? I think it's going to be wonderful.
I think so too. I quite like the standard one that's quite popular, the Gautier with Kimbra.
The one where they're standing there and there's paint happening. It's a bit slow though, isn't it? It goes on for a while, isn't
it? No, but I like the film clip. It's good.
Okay.
You know what else was a good film clip?
What?
Is it old-fashioned to be calling them film clips? Music videos.
Yeah.
Sorry. Music videos. Do you remember Sledgehammer?
That was huge for its time and it sort of broke all sorts of barriers.
Broke them all.
With the animation.
Joy.
It started to rain, I've noticed, in the CBD.
Oh, just the weather at the moment is just...
It's glum.
We're looking at 16 for the rest of the week.
Are we?
Yeah, somebody's playing with us. But, you know, the thing is we cannot complain, really, can we? Because others have got it so much worse than us.
This is true. But anyway, let's not go there. Eight minutes past five. We've had a text from Alan, whose favourite film clip of all time, sorry, music video of all time, is the good old ONJ, Our Livy.
Yeah.
And let's get physical.
Physical. That was hilarious.
That was a pearl of lycra.
There was a bit of irony on that, wasn't there?
Was there?
Yes.
Was there?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was very ironic, darling.
Is it ironic now that we look back at it, or was it at the time?
No, both of those true, because actually, that pink and the lycra and the leg warmers, Quite ironic. But it wasn't. It was about the guys that were... The guys that were working out weren't really... She was imagining... Oh, see, now I've completely forgotten. Anyway, Alan, were you just ogling the guys or was there something deeper that you liked about it?
Is ONJ a gay icon?
I would say so. I would definitely claim her.
Livy, is she?
Mm. Okay. I think she's pretty camp. Yeah. Hopelessly devoted to you. I honestly love you.
That's a good song from a film.
Oh, which film's that in?
Grace.
No, I honestly love you.
You just said hopelessly devoted to
I
you.
I did, but then I said I honestly love you. Oh, you thought I was just saying that?
Yeah, I thought you were saying that. But hopelessly devoted to you is from Grace.
Oh, you see, we're playing songs that are made famous by movies in a minute and we're getting a little bit, I don't know, should I go with that one or?
Yeah, no, we're a bit panicked.
I don't know. Anyway, tell us what your favourite music video is, please.
Joy 94.9.
Before we go ahead with our playoff,
yes,
we've got a few people,
movie songs.
A few people who have told us about their favourite music videos.
Well, Larissa from Footscray is saying "Especially for You" by Kylie and Jason. She is saying that that's a classic.
Well,
film
that was
clip.
When Jace had his mullet.
I know.
And Carl's had her curls.
Curls.
Carl's with the curls. And
was
Jace
there
with
Vaseline
the
all over the lens?
Oh, no, that was the Angry Anderson one that sang at the wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, well, thank you very much for that. That all goes into the draw to win. What are we giving away? Oh, yes.
Brendan McCarthy.
Brendan McLean.
Clean.
Brendan McLean?
Yep.
At Acme this Thursday, and it's all part of the music video exhibition, which sounds fab.
So tell us about your very favourite
film clip,
if you
music
could.
Video.
5:15, which means it's time, Jill. It's
You're
time.
Going off
I'm not
first.
Putting it off any longer.
No.
So songs that are associated with movies.
Yeah.
Right. And I've gone for an oldie.
Yeah.
I know you'll be shocked. oldie, but I think a goodie and a bit smooth.
Oh, it's a bit cool.
A bit cool. All right, ready?
If you like this one, peoples, get onto the Airbags Facebook page and vote for it.
Are you going to put them up in the absence of Callum?
No, of course. How's that going to happen?
Oh, you'll have to work it out.
Ooh.
Get yourself down and dirty to this, people. Damn right.
I feel cooler just listening to that.
Bit of Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft.
Yes, so if you love that one, get onto our Facebook page, The Airbags, and vote for it. I haven't gone nearly as cool. In fact, I've gone almost hysterical with my choice.
Do you know what, though? My friend Jen has already posted on our Facebook, with before even knowing what you're what you're doing, I already like Jillian's.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint
Clearly,
you, Jen.
Clearly, she didn't like a bit of Shaft. Which is interesting, given the conversation that we had today at work, Jen.
Ooh, the power that you have on the radio, Nick.
I know. All right, Jill, so you've gone for... Was this an 80s film?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And a series. Everybody will know this one. Whether they will love it is another thing.
Oh.
Irene Cara.
Gotta love it.
Take it away.
I'm going to run up and down and do stretches.
Oh, do.
Thursday, yeah. Correct? Then you need to tell us, in the meantime, what is your favourite video clip,
music video,
film clip. A few people have said to us that they... Oh, I asked before if Olivia Newton-John was a gay icon.
I know, silly question.
And I've had a bit of a wash down.
From Nurse James, lucky
Nurse
old
James.
You.
Yeah, lucky old me. I better watch out. You know what those nurses are like?
I know, with a bed bath.
Woo. Is ONJ a gay icon? Really? Greece, Xanadu, not to mention that in New Zealand she's known as the singing milkshake. Hell yes, she's a gay icon. She married a skating dancer from Xanadu. How much more evidence do the airbags need? Well, I sit corrected.
I think you do. But we still want, you know, your music video, though, darlings. Mm. Tell us what your favourite one is. Somebody said, what's the Facebook page? It's simply called Airbag. It should be quite easy to find.
If you just jump on to Facebook and do a bit of a search for airbags.
You'll find us.
You'll find us. And
away.
Then you can like us. And then you can like Shaft.
Or fame.
Sorry, I said you could like shaft.
I said you could like fame.
Ah, oh, the power.
You're
of
playing
being
with
able
my levels.
I am indeed.
Get your hands off.
Well, I will not.
Okay. Well, did you know, I heard this on the news yesterday, that these thieves in Albert Park, you know, better class of thieves,
yes,
that robbed this
did
place.
They get away in a Mercedes?
No, but they asked for Tim Tams as well. They didn't just take the money, they took away Tim Tams. I'm wondering if they'd been smoking a little bit of the old wacky backy.
Had the munchies.
Yeah, and thought,
Mid-theft.
Yeah, and they're kind of going, oh.
Wouldn't mind a Tim Tam.
Yeah.
Got any of those double-coated ones that we could bite the corners off and do a Tim Tam? Oh, love a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Tim Tam slammer.
I like their style. So, you know, kind of hope they get away with it.
Mm.
Was last seen heading off down Bridport Street.
Oh, I used to work along there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it well. Know it well. No.
Well, I'm happy for you.
I probably know the Tim Tam thieves.
You reckon?
I might.
It's true. It's a small world.
Yeah, yeah.
Joy.
Jill?
Yes, my dear.
You have very good Russian accent.
Thank you.
That's not what I meant to tell you.
No.
I am getting slaughtered.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Absolutely slaughtered in the playoff. Fame is winning hands down, and so should have gone for a Livy.
You should have gone for an Olivia
so
one.
I should have gone for Olivia.
You didn't realise just how popular she was.
I had no idea.
Isn't that sweet?
Well, she's, you know, when we used to be on the morning show.
Yeah.
We had a chat one morning when everything was going wrong. Remember the man who was working on her house had fallen off the roof? And,
oh, yeah, poor Olivia. Everything had gone wrong.
And her husband
had
run away.
So she's also a tragic diva. You know how the gays love those.
Yeah.
We like a tragic diva.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should have plumped.
But I like, you know, like things like... I think you mentioned it before, actually.
Hopelessly Devoted
no,
to You?
I Honestly Love You.
Yeah.
That one.
There's a lot of waiting in that, isn't it? Because she's sort of at the end.
I honestly love you.
Yeah.
We should release that together.
I think we should do a little duet.
I thought that was quite good. Hmm.
Yeah, we could do it for comic relief or something.
All right.
Or Lesbian Formal Wear Day.
Yeah, well, people want to know what lesbian formal wear is. People are posting on our Airbags Facebook page.
Yeah.
What is lesbian formal wear? Well, Paul, that's what we want to know,
We want to know. We want some formal wear. I would like to be able to go to the races, but I don't want to wear one of those little strapless,
anyway,
bloody little things.
We've moved on from that. We're asking people to tell us what their favourite
yes.
all-time video clip is.
Music video. Could it?
Music video.
Could
it? Remember, I like small speakers.
I like tall speakers. Sir Cliff Richards.
Oh, a bit of Sir Cliff. Hey, was it true that he was found in the gutter in the 90 with a doll?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, really.
Mm, apparently.
Sir Cliff needs a bit of besmirching, doesn't he?
He does. He's too squeaky clean.
Boring.
Anywho,
your favourite music video, please. It's not just for fun. You could find yourself in Federation Square this Thursday, along with Brendan McLean, the acclaimed Sydney musician. He's talking about his top five films and how they shaped him. And it all coincides with Acme's music video exhibition, which looks fab.
Mm.
So you need to be a member, not have won anything in the last 2 weeks. Get your little nomination in for your favourite video of all time. Is it Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel just turning around singing,
really
Don't Give Up?
Hill.
No. Oh. We were vibing beautifully and then we lost
and
it.
And then I'd like to let you have the bush.
Thank you very much. I'll take it with both hands.
Oh, well, good luck to you.
Moving on.
Joy
94.9 on Remembrance Day. Did you buy a poppy?
Is it Remembrance Day today?
No. Oh, did you remember?
I didn't. Is it the 11th?
Yes.
Oh, the 11th of the 11th. It really isn't hard to remember. I have seen a few poppies.
Yeah, I've seen a few around. Do you know what I haven't seen, though? Someone selling them.
No, well, that's why I haven't bought one, see?
Hmm.
Otherwise, I would be adorned.
Yes, well, never mind. Now, Facebook's going off. You have got about probably 8-9 likes.
Hooray!
I, from a shaft, have got
You've
one.
You've been shafted, mate.
One. Thanks, Kez. Kerry's come through with the goods on that one.
Yes, well, you know, lucky because, you know, I've had to break the rot because really you've been beating me recently and I don't like it. Don't like it up in Mr. Mannering.
Now, there's been a bit of chat as well on the Facebook page about what is lesbian formal wear. Sean has asked if that's an oxymoron. That's rude. Matthew has said, don't wear anything too butch.
Yeah. I think we're agreeing on that.
But we can't go full femme either because it's just not me. Unfortunately. Well, no, not even unfortunately. It just is what it is, right? Right. Now, Oh. Cameron has asked us to please stop singing because his son is frightened. Come on, Cam.
I thought that wasn't bad. I honestly love you.
That's for your son, Cam.
Yeah. Hope that's not too terrifying for you. I don't want you to have nightmares.
No, well, it's not quite bedtime yet, is
it? We still want your favourite videos, your music videos. You're either sexy or your...
Yeah, and well, Cameron's actually also said that he loves Madonna's
Justify My Love.
Right, which I almost
there was girl on girl action, wasn't there? In Justify My Love.
Waiting she for you.
To justify my love. Sorry, Cameron.
Sorry,
can't
Cameron.
Help it.
No, we can't. It's very difficult. Daft Punk Around the World, says
yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was great.
Very happy with that. Oh, Paris from the... Oh, Paris. Simo from the Paris end of East St. Kay has made a request that I'm definitely playing, so keep an ear out, Simo, because after six when we're doing our requests...
The request fest.
The request
fest. Joy.
Now, Nick, did you have a gap year? As in a year...
No. No, I didn't. I went straight from, and I wish I had had a gap year.
Yeah. It's sort of a big thing here, isn't it? I don't even think that we used to have a saying for a gap year.
No, we didn't. It was just like I was taking a year off.
Yeah,
taking a year off. And people kind of frowned at you and went, slack.
But now that it's a gap year, it's sort of part of your sort of, it's like doing your national service in the army, but not really, because you go backpacking around Europe and come home with a backpack full of filthy, stinking clothes that your poor mother has to wash.
And an STD, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Sounds like fun, though. Can we do it now? I'm in late. I wouldn't mind giving it a go.
Yeah, no. Now the gap year
it's unacceptable.
Mm.
Does it?
Yeah. Moving on. What were you going to ask me about my gap year?
Well, I wanted to know if you had one and what you did with it.
No, I did nothing.
So, you know...
Straight to uni.
Do you think that we lose out if we, you know, the experience we would have gained from doing that and, you know, being on our own? When I went to university, though, we did at least have to sort of move from home to go to university. Most people seem to stay in their hometown and go to university from home here, which isn't... What did you do?
Yeah, I went, you know...
You lived at home?
A couple of suburbs. No, I didn't live at home. It's a boring story that I won't bore people with.
Right. I lived on campus, you see. So at least I felt like I was, you know, getting out there and doing it on my own. There were 13 bars on our campus. Didn't have to go far.
That's great. See, that's the kind of environment that you could live on campus.
Yeah.
Here, like if you live on campus, like, say, at Monash, you're living out in Clayton.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's boring.
I lived about 10 miles from Warwick Castle and about 15 miles from Stratford-on-Avon, you know, the theatre where Shakespeare Company lives, basically, and you can go and see Henry V with a huge star in it every week if you feel like it.
Wow.
I didn't feel like it, obviously. I was in one of the 13 bars most
weeks.
Exactly. Joy.
Yes, and today we're doing songs that are sort of made famous by movies, songs that we associate with movies. Meanwhile, though, Nick, I just want to tell you, I'm thinking of moving to Venezuela.
Okay, can you tell me about that another time? Because we want to give away the tickets from the last hour.
Oh, look at you. You're just not going to flow with it, are you? Do you know why? Do you know why I want to move to Venezuela?
I do not.
Because Venezuelan has won the Miss Universe competition four times in the last...
They're very attractive people,
well,
those Venezuelans.
I'm off. Anyway, who has won our lovely prize? It's Alan!
No, it's not Alan. Steve. No, it is Alan. It's Alan. And
yes.
Alan might like to take Steve if he feels that way inclined.
Yes. And you are off to Federation Square this Thursday. I can't remember what the prize is because we've given it to Lance, who'll be
Brendan.
Giving you a call.
It's to see Brendan
McLean. Well done to you. That was for nominating ONJ and Physical. Brilliant music video, of course. Thanks also to whoever nominated. They know me. Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush.
Bit of Katie. Kate. And also Andrew, the auditor, has texted in. We played Yazoo a few songs back.
Yeah, we did.
Good choice. I love all that music from 30 years ago, and I suspect you do too.
I don't like to admit to that, but yes, obviously, Andrew, you've nailed that one.
All right, well, I'm going back even further. I'm going our first request.
Right, what was
it? So our request of songs from movies, people. Songs from movies or songs associated with movies. And this is for Simo from the Paris end of East St Kilda.
If you don't mind.
Okay, ready? I love this.
Right.
It's from the Brady Bunch movie. Enjoy.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Joy.
So happy today. It's a sunshine day.
Oh, I love that.
Look at you. you old soppy git.
Oh, no, but I love the Brady Bunch.
Oh, that was cute.
It takes me right back to after school.
Oh, wait, I never watched Brady Bunch. There was a big hole in my upbringing. That's probably why I'm such a sad sack now.
Probably is why.
Needed a bit of a Brady Bunch infusion.
Oh, what a shame. Now I feel sorry for you.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Well, nice to get a little bit of sympathy from my pal every so often.
So, Simo, I hope that you enjoyed that. Keep those requests coming because we're going to give this...
Joy.
Bags. And Jill, you've got something to tell me.
I do. A man in the UK, doesn't say where exactly, but he keeps his house warm with thousands of fairy lights because he says that's cheaper than heating. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel like that's such a British
thing
to do.
Actually, no, it does say where he comes from Scotland. And I'm sorry for any Scottish people out there, but, you know, they do have a reputation for being a bit tight in the wallet department.
Aye.
So he puts up the lights every year on September the 1st.
Aye.
He says the bulbs emit so much warmth he can do without heating during winter. You know, if I'm in because you can see the lights from a distance. If I could put them on the floor, I would, he said.
So he could walk on them and to heat his feet.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, and that's...
But it would hurt, wouldn't it? Because if you stood on one of those, you know all about it. Because they've got these pointy ends, haven't they?
They have, and they break quite easily. You know when you wrap your Christmas tree and then you're all excited and you go, bing, and it doesn't work and you've got to go through and find...
Every single one, because if just one's not working, they're all not working. You've got to go in and screw them all in.
That's the
problem. I feel your pain. He's doing that every year from September the 1st. From Dumfries.
From September the 1st. Right, we're requesting...
Yeah, so what are we having now?
Well, this is for Matt from Shepherd's Flat.
Okay, terrific. And what does Matt want?
This is what Matt from Shepherd's Flat wants.
Ooh, you can tell by the way...
What movie is this
I
from?
Use my walk.
Saturday Night Fever.
Indeed.
Loving it. Enjoy it, Matt. The Bee Gees.
Do you know, we've had a message. Mm. They're anonymous, but they've asked us if pufta is still a dirty word if it's used at a Liberal Party function.
Yeah.
I'd say
if it's used at a Liberal Party function, absolutely.
It's not one of those, it's not really one of those words we want to claim back, do we? Because it doesn't sound cool, pufta. There's nothing good about that. Do you like the sound of it?
Pufta.
Pufta.
I don't mind puff.
I think puff's quite nice. We used to put our legs on one at home.
Yeah,
little puff.
An ottoman.
Puffet. The puffet was supposed to make it sound French or something.
Yes,
but no, puff is not what... I don't think that's one, you know, they can keep.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a dirty word. Absolutely. Do not use it.
Apparently it was a Nick Giannopoulos joke.
Oh, dear.
Who would have thought that he was a Liberal...
At a Liberal Party function. Well, does he do any work these days? Maybe they're the only people who offer him money.
Bada bing, bada bing.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes. Yep.
Joy.
And in one of those, I can't believe someone paid money for this research studies, researchers in the Czech Republic have found gay men have more masculine faces than straight guys. Rain about Melbourne tonight, more of the same tomorrow. Be back with those new stories and more. Join News at 7. You look like you're going to ask me a question.
Well, no.
We're both now staring at your very masculine face.
How masculine is he, Alistair? Doesn't you look as good as you sound, I have to say, for all our listeners out there.
It's true
isn't
indeed.
It?
Yes, now, people... need to keep getting us their
movie songs
requests.
Their requests, because they could be off to the Porno Awards at the Melbourne Exhibition Centre.
I don't know that you should be calling them that, because people think they're going to the Woodies, and it's not the Woodies.
No, it's not. It's not that.
That's what it's called
in the industry. It's a little more. It's a little posher. This is the Eros Shine Awards.
I watched the movie Lovelace the other night. Did I tell you that?
No.
Anyway,
was it good?
It was all right.
Oh. Well, it's a glamorous awards night, basically. And it's celebrating the erotic arts and adult businesses. And, you know, I think it's going to be a jolly old fine old night. See if we can get tickets as well. The formidable Madame Natalia will MC, and there'll be Bev Killick. Now, I have to ask you this little thing. While we're on, talking about erotic arts, Nick. She's looking at Alistair when we say this.
Get
Keep
me out of here.
Listening. A California work safety bill would require porn actors to wear protective goggles.
Goggles?
Yeah. A draft would require personal protective equipment be used to prevent contact of an employee's eye, skin, mucous membranes or genitals with the blood or STI bodily secretions of another.
It's a sort of rather extreme way to... It's not really a sexy look, is it?
No. Well, it isn't. You see, that's the trouble. Although, I suppose if you... you could imagine, you know, if your fantasy is a workman's coming in and he's got his goggles on and his helmet.
It's true. Or a lot more outdoor scenes wearing sunglasses, perhaps.
Yeah, and they've got goggles underneath. Have to be very creative with that
I've
one.
I've just gone off porn.
Joy.
2 minutes to seven, which means it's nearly time for us to go, Gillian.
Yes, and it's definitely time to tell Angela that you've won your double pass to the Eros Shine Awards. Not this Thursday, next Thursday. So you better sort out what you're going to wear.
Oh, and don't start that all
over
again.
No, not the lesbian formal wear.
I would like to thank everyone who has texted us in or emailed us in or given us a call here at Joy and told us all sorts of things, like what I could wear to the wedding and what their favourite videos are and what sort of
all the things that we wanted
had.
To know. World-changing things, really. Thanks so much. For that.
Thank you. We'd also like to thank Lance for answering the phones.
We would. And we'd also like to thank Brent, the podcaster.
For leaving delicious treats in our inbox.
And I'd like to thank Cal for not being here. We struggle without you, darling.
We do.
Come
we
back.
Cal. So is he coming back? Are we losing him?
I think we might. Oh, look, I don't know. But I don't want to face it. I think we won't face it for another week. We'll if he's not here next week, we'll just maybe have to think about that.
We might have to advertise for a new
person. New producer. Oh, that'll get him running back.
Yeah.
Hey,
we're
going
to advertise for a new person.
Yeah.
We also would like to thank all of the people who have donated our prizes.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they, for that?
They are doing. The people are good. We'd also like to thank Alistair.
Oh,
our
brilliant reading of the news.
Toned.
I would like to thank you for being so incredible on the controls there tonight.
Thanks
Nick.
Very much. Thank you, Jill.
See ya.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.